You're listening to SBS News.
A traveller in Melbourne's Holiday Inn near Tullamarine Airport has been identified as the source of a new outbreak that has forced the state into a five-day lockdown. The man is blamed for using a medical device called a nebulizer while quarantining, which he claimed he was given permission to use by hotel quarantine officials. A nebulizer is a machine that helps you breathe in a medicine as a mist through a mask or a mouthpiece. The head of Victoria's hotel quarantine system, Emma Kassar, says the male traveller did not declare the medical device to hotel quarantine staff.
I can categorically say that there is no evidence from our audits that he has raised this with our health team or our operational team. This argument of he said, she said, that's been our report. Again, no one is going to win from this argument where we're constantly having a battle on these matters which are so private for somebody.
The cluster, which has now expanded to at least 14 cases, triggered the lockdown. Owner of the Lavar restaurant in Melbourne, Will Newton, says he had little time to prepare.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. I've got 148 phone calls just for Valentine's Day to let people know that we unfortunately are trying to move romance this year till next week. I've also got to deal with the excess of food and alcohol we had ordered. We've got a couple of hundred oysters sitting in the fridge. Over the next week, loss of income is $40,000.
The state opposition leader Michael O'Brien says financial compensation should be provided to business owners. Premier Daniel Andrews says support for businesses is forthcoming.
I know that a lot of people will be hurting. This is not the position that Victorians wanted to be in. But I can't have a situation where in 2 weeks' time we look back and we wish we had taken these decisions now. I've got advice to do it. I've done it. It's based on science. I know there's a lot of pain out there, and I will have more to say about support for business and support for others who have been negatively impacted by this absolutely necessary public health measure to protect all the things that we've built.
Under the lockdown, residents are subject to stay-at-home orders, with other restrictions including compulsory masks in all settings outside the home, a 5-kilometre radius ban on movement, and a ban on all private gatherings. Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has dismissed suggestions the lockdown may last beyond 5 days.
I think 5 days is realistic. Clearly, we need to make an assessment each and every day. We'll look very, very closely in the 24 hours leading up to the five-day period, but we will have a great number of results back, and we'll have almost all, if not all, of those primary close contacts through. But it does depend on whether new cases emerge or any other surprises that might occur. But I'm confident that 5 days is enough. But we'll do whatever's necessary to get on top of this.
Ecuadorian-born university academic Denise Rodriguez in Melbourne believes the lockdown measures are necessary.
It's a necessary evil. It has happened in other states already. I was in Queensland when we got in through those 3 days of lockdown. And we know that that kind of things can happen, and they work.
Hospitality worker Dave Lowithian says he will be affected by the lockdown, but he is trying to stay optimistic.
People in hospitality take a massive hit because they're losing out money, especially with Valentine's weekend this weekend as well. I think this new strain is a little bit more infectious and it spreads a lot quicker. So yeah, hopefully it's going to benefit us. 5 days is better than 3 months, I guess, like the last time.
Victoria has suspended international flights until Thursday, reducing the number of hotel quarantine arrivals allowed in the state. That is expected to impact Australians stranded overseas. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the federal government will be doing what it can to ensure Australians overseas can come home.
We do have vulnerable Australians overseas. The Australian government does have a responsibility to Australians overseas, and for those that are vulnerable and really desperate to come home, we need to have that factor that in and to make it as safe as possible in terms of the virus transmission to the wider community is certainly something we're absolutely focused on, but we'll continue to look at that in the coming weeks.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.